Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and I thank you so much for tuning into my show this evening. I am very happy that you're here, and I can't wait to introduce you to my guest tonight. But before I do, I just want to tell you about the lineup of the upcoming guests. I mean, we've got some incredible guests lined up here on BBS besides my wonderful guest this evening. We have John Davis on September 20th. He's an amazing healer. We have Aaron from The Ghost Adventures coming on October 4th. We have Mary Ann Winkowski from Ghost Whisperer. She wrote the book When Ghosts Speak. We also have Chuck Bergman on the 25th. So we've got almost a little bit of a Halloween lineup going on as we get into October. So I'm pretty excited. I love my job. I get to talk to some really fascinating and really interesting people. And tonight's no different. My guest this evening is Shelley Duffy. And Shelley was born with strong psychic and mediumistic abilities. And she's experienced reoccurring psychic events since about the age of 5. At a very young age, she seemed to know things that other people did not. She also realized that the little movies going on in her head actually came true just a short time later. And eventually, she became aware of the fact that she was a clairvoyant psychic medium. Shelley has studied with many well-known psychics and mediums and began her career as a psychic medium in 1997, and she currently does readings in person and over the phone across the USA and internationally. She is recommended by James Von Prague on his website, which to me always says the good housekeeping seal of approval, especially for psychic mediums. She's also a very gifted animal communicator. Her website is www.icspirits.com, and let me spell that out for you. It's I-C, C as in cat, icspirits.com. And I recommend that you hop on over there, check it out while you're listening to the show, because I'm pretty anxious to start talking to Shelley, and I know that you're going to love listening to her. So let me bring her on board. Hi, Shelley. How you doing?
Hi, Allison. Good, good. How are you?
I am a happy camper. I'm
good.
I was so looking forward to tonight's show. I was reading the testimonials on your website, and of course I know a few people that actually gave me in-person testimonials about readings that you've done, and you're really doing some really wonderful work out there. I think my first question is, you've got to be nuts in a certain way to want to take up a career as being a psychic medium. I mean, because it has its good points, but it also has its difficulties. What is your motivation for wanting to be a psychic medium and do it for a living?
Well,
I mean, I know you didn't have a choice, but yeah. Why? Yeah.
You really don't. I think if you're born to do something like this, as soon as I started really getting into it in a big way, all the doors just started opening and people would present me with opportunities and, you know, just things would line up and I would meet some of the most wonderful people and it just seemed like this is it, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. And,
wow.
You know, it does have its, you know, sometimes it can be a little hard when you're dealing with people who are grieving quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I tend to have a lot of protection around me, so I don't really carry that with me, you know, after the readings are finished. So
mm-hmm.
I do have that ability to sort of turn that off. So it makes me, you know, kind of like a little Energizer bunny. I can just keep going. But it's also, I would say, just really the most rewarding work that I could ask for, because especially on a psychic level, I really feel that people should look to psychics, not so much to tell them what's going to happen tomorrow, because, you know, a psychic is reading your energy the way you have the energy set up for yourself at that period of time, and your energies often follow patterns. So I think a really good psychic can help you change some of that energy so that you do start creating, you know, what you want to have happen in your life rather than what always has happened in your life, you know?
Sure.
I really do like the spiritual counseling part, I think, of the work.
Yeah, that's probably very rewarding. One of the things that you said that I totally resonated with is when you start going down the path of doing what you were meant to do, the doors just seem to open, and it just seems like things get so much easier. I also think that when you do what you love, you know, when you follow your bliss or follow your joy, I think life also gets easier. And so it just things just fall into place. And I also agree with you totally about, you know, like helping to shift people out of patterns or helping them to maybe see their, you know, taking the higher road or perhaps making some better decisions in their life through counseling, through spiritual counseling, by being able to tap into their energy and be able to give them that insight. So that's really wonderful work. You do all kinds of different readings besides the mediumship, and certainly that is, you know, grief counseling, but you also do love, marriage, relationships?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And when I started doing readings at first, I just did all of the above. You know, I did the psychic readings. All of a sudden, you know, a person would sit down and this spirit would come through with, you know, I would feel pains in my body as to how they passed or get a sense of how they passed. And sometimes they would get names. And so that was part of it. And then probably about two years into my work, I started working with the animals, but, you know, I've always had a house full of animals, so it should not have been a surprise to me that that would follow, but I kept waiting for a specific, like, you're supposed to be, because some of them, as you know, as you've met them, they are spiritual mediums, and they don't really bill themselves as psychics or do psychic readings, but they
sure.
do mediumship only, or they're pet communicators or something, and
sure.
I kept waiting for, you know, some sort of a sign that this is it, and I didn't get it. I was just really told, just do it all. Just do what you got.
Do it all.
What you get, because that's the way, you know, for me, for my life, that's the way I'm going to help the most people is to,
right.
And that's really, to me, what it's all about is not so much, oh, look what I can do. It's more like show people, look what you can do. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
If I can do this, imagine what things you can do with your gifts and talents, you know?
Sure, absolutely. And I think, you know, like, especially with what I do, that's, you know, I like to kind of like shine a light on their talents and abilities and really encourage them to go in that direction. So I think that's great. Now, let me ask you about the animal communication. I know that you can communicate with animals such as, you know, maybe they've got some behavioral problems or maybe some health issues, but do you communicate with animals that have crossed over?
Yep.
Oh
yes, and that
I'm loving
for,
that. I'm going to be speed dialing you after the show.
Oh no!
Okay.
Well, that for me, the pet communication on the other side is the same as the people communication. There's not really
sure.
any difference. They're just
sure.
like little. They're just like little 2-year-old people that kind of come through. Yeah, sometimes behavioral problems. They are, most animals are pretty much like maybe a 2-year-old child. Some of them are most definitely old souls. You know, I've done some readings for seeing eye dogs and things like that, which are definitely
sure.
old souls. But most animals are very like a little child, and they just want to say what they want to say.
Oh, I know.
And what makes them happy. And that's it, you know?
Yeah. I had one animal communicator that was telling me about one of my dogs, and the first thing my dog Pepper said was, "I have big feet."
Exactly.
Which was so cute. It was like really important for her to get that point across that she had big feet. So
exactly, and that's what's important to her, you know.
That was important.
Yeah, it may not be what you wanted to hear, but that's what your dog wanted to say or whatever.
That's exactly what we didn't tell her. They were smelly too, but that was just a whole other thing.
And I have done some work. I've had a couple of successes with cats that have been urinating inappropriately outside the box, and as people will know, that's very difficult to get them to stop doing that. But I've had some success with that, which is good. But for the most part, if an animal, just like a person, if they're set in their ways or if
sure.
they don't want to budge, you know, they're not going to budge. But
oh.
we do our best to see if we can try to talk them out of it, you know.
Sure, sure. Well, let me. One of the things that, you know, of course, I have an incredible amount of respect for James von Prague and the work that he's done.
Yes.
And certainly his books are you know, my favorite books. I had the pleasure of meeting him at a book signing and listening to him in person. And I think he does not only his own work, but also by, you know, testing people from time to time and putting them on the resource page.
Yes.
What did you have to go through, like, a whole series of readings and testing, really? Was it like going...
That was a little nerve-wracking, I have to tell you. But,
was it really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
What
did he do to you?
No, he didn't do anything, but it's just, well, first of all, so people know, the people that he does have listed on his resource page, usually he has had some sort of a connection to them. He either knows who they are, he has friends connected to them, he has seen their work, or he's personal friends with them, you know, and he knows their work, first and foremost. And then second of all, everybody gets tested, and they line you up with about anywhere from 4 to 5 or 3 to 4, something like that. It was quite a few years ago, but they don't tell you anything. They just give you the name of the person. They don't tell you where they live or anything, and it's all phone reading, and you just call them at that specific time, and you go for it, you know? And So it was a little bit... A little bit scary, but
that's good,
but
though.
It worked.
I think it's good that you know, he does go to the process of actually testing people out in order to put them on the resource page, because a lot of people certainly use the resources, you know, to find a psychic or a medium. So I think that's really wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, you know, his name's on the line there, you know, where he has
those
people, you know, so he, you know, tries to be really careful. So the people that do go there can be rest assured that, you know, you're not getting... someone that is, you know, just kind of making it up, or, you know, just doing
something. Now, do you teach classes, like psychic development classes and things like that, Shelley?
I did. I am originally from California. I was born and raised in California. I did teach a class for about 5 years. It was psychic development and mediumship and animal communication and everything sort of combined, and it was an ongoing class so people could come and go, and it was really, really fun, and I had some really great students in there. And I was really amazed at how far these students could go. I mean, you know, just coming in there with an interest, and then all of a sudden, you know, through the exercises, and we would do, for the mediumship part, we would sit in the dark circle, which is, spiritualists know this is the way the mediums, develop a lot of their mediumship capabilities is sitting in the dark circle. And so, you know, for some people that wasn't their cup of tea, but for other people, they would just love it, you know. And they would just really develop far, whether it was their psychic gifts or their mediumship skills or whatever. And then, recently, I have moved to Las Vegas. So at some point in time, I would like to start another development class, because I really miss doing that, but I just recently moved here, so I'm kind of getting myself settled. And
how do you like Las Vegas?
Oh, you know, I really like it a lot. It's good once in a while to have a fresh start, clean and fresh, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always visited Las Vegas, you know, since, because we're not that far away from California. I was, you know, living in Orange County, so it's only like 4 or 5 hours away. So it's not that far away from home, but yet it's different. And I always thought it was fun because, you see, I'm a night person, and the city's open 24/7. So so the lights and the shows and all that, you know, I really have always loved that kind of thing. And
I would be a total waste in Las Vegas, given the fact that I get up at 5 in the morning and go to bed by 10. You know, I would be a absolute waste of space.
I've noticed by some of your emails that you send them really, really early in the morning.
Well, yeah.
Wow, she's an early riser.
No, actually, the truth of the matter is I start getting woke up somewhere in the neighborhood of 3 to 4, okay?
Wow.
And so, because I've always had this problem, and it's just like this, you know, I'm just being awoken, more or less. And so I kind of try to force myself to stay in bed to at least 5, you know, and then I get up, and it's like...
Wow.
I do some of my best work from 5 to 7 in the morning. I do.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, people gravitate towards, different times of the day. They have their best times of day. Mine tends to be like a little after midnight. I tend to go.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Also people have different areas of the country or different land area, land masses where they do their best, where their energy is the best.
Sure.
So
there's a reason for that. My husband's a geologist. We did some research on that, and there's actual rock formations under various different places in the United States, okay? And so they're, and of course, everything has an energy, and rocks and whatever is beneath your feet has energy. So there's a reason why someone might do really well in one location of the country as opposed to another, depending on what the rock formation is underneath.
Right.
So I found that really fascinating research that we did. But anyhow, so much about that. Listen, Shelley, I know that we're going to be opening up the lines for our listeners during the show because you have gracefully and so lovingly agreed to let me put you on the hot seat and do readings for our listeners.
I know.
Okay. So anyone that's listening to the show, first and foremost, let me just lay down a few little things here for you, okay? Shelley is going to be doing psychic impressions tonight, whatever she gets on you psychically. It would be really nice when you call in to give your name, where you're from, and then maybe a specific question, because if you say, tell me about me, that's just too broad and too general.
Absolutely.
So if you have a specific question, let's say about your relationship, about your job, about your career, it may be even an animal communication question, you're more than welcome to just be very specific and ask Shelley a specific question. Now, if any mediumship comes in, because Shelley really is a very gifted medium as well, she will share that information, but usually mediumship readings take a lot longer to do. So, but she'll, if something comes through, she's certainly going to give you that information. So remember, if you're calling into the show, name where you're from and a very specific question. Let me give out the numbers. We're taking calls toll free at 888-815-9756. Also 530-327-7602. 530-413-4510, 530-413-4522. And if you're listening and you didn't write them down fast enough, just go to bbsradio.com and look for the numbers listed under Station 1 right there on the main page, and they'll be right there for you. And, of course, as soon as we open the lines, we've got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and take the caller. Who's calling, please?
Oh, hi, Alex. This is Linda calling. Hi, Shelley. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
You are so welcome. All right, let me see. Let me go into your energy just a second.
Do you want her to ask you a specific question, my dear?
Let me go into her energy
first. Sure. You know what, Allison? You know I'm not one to get tongue-tied, but you know what? I'll ask about romance. There's no romance in my life. There's probably not much of anything going right now.
Well,
we're all worrying.
Yeah, at least she's honest, right?
Interesting.
Usually when I start to go into people's energy, I start to see colors, and they just sort of hit me in the head and in my third eye, I guess you could say. And you have a lot of really very pretty colors around. You also have a lot of white in your energy, which is a protection color. So you have a lot of protection around you. So my guess is that you probably ask for that in your prayers and meditations and things, but you also have a little bit of lavender and a little bit of a blue color in your energy. So you have a very spiritual side to you and a lot of intuition there yourself. So, okay. So having said that, let's look at your love life. Okay, I do feel an energy that would vibrate to romance. In your energy, so can I ask, is there somebody that is still maybe kind of there, but it may not be going in the direction that you wanted it to, or someone that maybe you just kind of separated from or something?
Yeah, he's 58 years old. He still doesn't know what he wants in life. He still thinks he wants to be alone. So I'm leaving him alone.
Exactly, because, you know, you can't move people. That it has to be something that they want. And but he still very much is in your energy, which means that you know, he kind of still thinks of you in that way. So that is something that you could either carry on and just kind of enjoy for what it is, or you can kind of you know, just kind of let it go and move move forward. What month is your birthday in?
September.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. Because I was I was just feeling like right around your birthday, which I thought was either September or November, because sometimes those 2 months get clouded in my, they sound the same in my head sometimes. I was kind of feeling like there may be someone that you are going to meet, somebody new. Either that or he will sort of change his mind, but he's pretty adamant, I guess, about, you know, kind of like a freedom type of thing. There does seem to be another energy coming in around your birthday. So this month, and we're almost...
My birthday was Friday, Shelley. Last Friday, it was the 10th of September.
Okay. So I was going to say, we're like, what, about halfway through September? So keep your eyes and ears and your radar open, because there feels like there's somebody in. Do you know anybody that's name starts with an R? Like Richard or Rick?
I have a brother. He passed. His name started with an R, Robert, but we called him Bobby.
Okay. That could be him just trying to come in and say hello.
Yes, I was talking to him today, and I understand what you're saying about the protection. I have some health issues, but I'm battling high blood pressure. Even they can't get it under control, even with the medication. And I was just talking to some of the paramedics today about my brother Bobby.
Okay.
So maybe that's what's coming through.
Yeah, his energy, he feels like, was he kind of a strong man?
Yes, that's why I'm surprised he called.
Yeah, because his energy, this energy of the R name seems very strong, and I want to say that he may have had a career or something that he was really adamant about or really passionate about or something like that. Could be getting a little bit of a...
Yes, he took his job seriously.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes. Okay. Yes, he took his job seriously.
Yes.
He tried to do the best. Nothing was half.
Yeah, exactly. That's him. Yeah. So this is him coming in to say hello, even though we were discussing your romance. So he was listening to you today, talking about him, and he's just coming in, and he also is acknowledging your birthday as well. So maybe that's why the birthday thing came in. But I'm also feeling that just kind of keep your eyes and ears open between now and September, and also keep November in mind, because like I said, a lot of times they sound the same for some reason in my head, and I'm feeling like there may be someone else right around the corner for
you. That would be a nice birthday present.
Wouldn't that be nice?
So there's still a possibility then, right, Shelley?
Exactly.
Someone might come around.
I'm giving you hope here.
Yeah, there's hope, Linda.
There's hope, and I wouldn't just make that up for you, okay?
Okay, Linda.
Well, whatever it is, I appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Allison,
you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy belated birthday, Linda. Okay.
Yeah, your newsletter, Allison, you're so right on. I'm a number four. I look forward to your newsletter every month.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank
I appreciate
you both
that.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, honey.
Yeah, your newsletter is great, by the way. I don't know if you got my email that I got there. Your newsletter.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
It's really good.
Oh, thank you. A lot of people that are out there that, okay, we have the busy signal. Okay, a lot of people that are out there, that maybe are starting off, and maybe, I know a lot of people are starting off as being readers and things like that. And I just want to tell everybody that eons ago, 10 years ago, when I started my newsletter, there was 25 people on my list. That was it. That was all I had. And my newsletter is huge now. The subscribers is huge. And, it just goes to show you that if you just really believe in something and you go in that direction, good things happen. So, thank you so much for that.
Just a little bit about numbers for people listening now. I am not a numerologist by any means. I don't feel drawn to go in that direction, but I will tell you that my spirit guides have very much instructed me that numbers most definitely carry vibration to them, and they are very, very important, and they have meaning. And so very often some of your listeners, or my listeners, can get communications from their spirit guides and their loved ones through numbers, seeing them show up over and over again. So the numbers are very important, and I would highly recommend the reading that you gave me was awesome, so I would highly recommend people call you. I assume you do private readings.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
what I do.
So call her.
That's what I do when I'm not busy doing the radio.
Yes, right.
And also, and anyone that's regarding that statement, if you go on my website, there actually because it's one of the most asked questions that I get. I get numbers in dreams. I see repetitive numbers.
Yep.
There is a whole article
yep.
that's written on that just for your benefit to help you to discern what those numbers mean. So, you know, I refer everybody to the website because it's easier to say, go to my website and read that. It's so much easier than typing it out every time.
Right. And,
okay, so we have another caller, and so let's get you busy, okay?
Go
we
ahead.
Don't want you slacking here, shall
no,
we?
No, I got to keep me working.
Okay, so who's calling in?
This is Sue from Ohio.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, do you have a specific question for Shelley?
Yes. When I found out that, and I can't remember her name, was it Sandy? Is your guest Sandy or?
Shelley.
Shelley, okay.
Oh. I didn't know who she was referring to.
could relate to animals that had passed on. I have a question for her about my schnauzer.
I was
okay.
going to say dog. I was going to help you there, dog.
My dog, schnauzer, and her name was...
don't tell me that. We'll see. Don't tell me her name. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see if it comes through. We'll see if it comes through. If I have trouble, then tell me the name, and we'll see if we can bring the vibration. But as soon as you started, I was like, she has a dog in her house now,
yeah.
or she's referring to a dog, or both. Okay? All right, let's see. Okay. Did you say yes, you have a dog in your house now?
No.
Okay, so this is just a dog that's crossed over. Okay. Because okay, do you know if this dog was having trouble with the lungs in particular or the respiratory system?
She had this great big lump on the side of her throat.
Okay.
And they couldn't operate.
Okay.
And they kept watching it and watching it, and finally they said,
Mostly I get a lot of irritation in the, it feels like I want to cough, so that makes sense to me. I was thinking more, it could have actually spread maybe down a little bit further down into the lungs.
It could have.
Yeah, but I get a lot of kind of respiratory things, and I feel like I want to cough, but her tail wags quite a bit, so she's very, very happy.
Oh, my gosh.
So she's very, very happy.
What tail she had left.
That's very, very happy, and she's very happy, and she's very happy where she is, you know, she feels, a bit of freedom. I feel like there was a lot of sadness in regards to her passing, which would be normal, but
yes.
she shows me her feeling a little sad. Okay, so I feel like
she felt
a little
would
sad.
Would you repeat that again?
She shows me herself feeling a little sad or gloomy, like shortly before the passing. So I feel like, but mostly that sadness, the moping and the kind of sadness in the eyes was mostly her realizing that you... we're kind of, you know, not really ready to let her go. So there was a little bit of that.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that going back and forth. And she felt it, but just so you know, she's still wagging that tail. She's got that go back and forth. She's very,
Do you know her name?
No. Is there somebody around you named, like, Millie or something like that?
What did you say?
Like Millie or something that sounds like that?
Hildegard. Hildy.
Hildy.
Okay,
Hildy
was our dog's name. Hildy.
Is easy to call her that? Okay. I was saying Millie.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? Okay.
So the dog's name was Hildy?
Yeah, Hildy.
Yeah.
Oh,
she was
Hildy wonderful.
Or Hildegard.
Yeah.
Instead of Millie.
So that's how it gets a little in the brain, a little twisted. But yeah, she's giving me this name that sounds like that. And so she's, okay, did you kind of spoil her a little bit with her food? Like, I don't know
absolutely
if you're
absolutely not. We would not spoil her. She was our fifth child.
She was just
our family, you know, the empty, empty nest syndrome.
But she definitely got
some
really good food
very
there.
Much missed.
Yeah, I pretty much got what I wanted to eat kind of a thing, and feeling like you're cooking for her and stuff like that, or she ate with the family at the table or something like that. I'm not really sure.
Oh, she used to sit at the table, but she was never at the table.
So that's her.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Sue? So?
I really appreciate this. This is,
well,
it
I'm
means
glad.
A lot to me.
I know. And
they
are.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. You take that.
Okay, thanks, Sue, for calling.
Thanks, Allison.
All right.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Well,
that was really awesome. I mean, I know it started off the name, but I mean, that was so close. It was on point.
Yeah.
Wow. That was pretty awesome. That was really neat.
Those are always the best. That's why I told her, don't tell me the name. Let's see if I can get it.
Now, it's not that easy to get names. I mean, I mean, what I have seen with psychics and mediums, that there's some of them that really have this ability to just rattle off names and be very accurate with names, and then other people have a great deal of difficulty with names, but they come up with all this other very validating information. So I know getting names is not that easy. So that was really
awesome.
It
is not. For me, it kind of balances somewhere in the middle there. I will give some readings where no names will come in, and then I'll get some readings where, boom, I mean, that name is like, there's no question. That is the person's name, you know?
Well, I'm not entirely certain, and I might be wrong, but I thought I heard a beep after Sue hung up.
I think you did, too.
Okay, so I just want to check to see, do we have somebody on the line, somebody calling in? Anybody there?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
This is Cheryl from California.
Hi, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, do you have a question for Shelley?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi. My own hometown, California.
Yeah. A little north of you, but
okay.
Still home, yes. I have a question about the relationship with my ex-husband.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that and see what you get.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Let's see. Do you the two of you have some connections still with either money or business?
Not really, no.
Okay. I get some I wonder what that is exactly. It almost feels like there's most definitely still a connection there. But I don't know why it kind of I'll just give that to you and I mean not just end it here, but I mean just keep that in mind. Money,
okay.
Money, work, business, or something, okay? There's still some link there with the two of you, and I'm probably not interpreting it correctly. Can you tell me his first name? Since this is not
Mike.
A mediumship. Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. Okay. There seems to be, there's definitely still a tie between the two of you. I don't know how you feel about that. But there also seems to be that separation and that, like, where he kind of goes off or there's no communication or something like that. But it's, I don't know, it's still there. How long have you been separated?
We've been divorced for since March of 2008.
Mm-hmm. 8, 9, 10. Okay, a couple years. He has, maybe it's his distraction with work or money. Maybe he's having some issues with that. But also, there seems to be some health things that he is sort of dealing with at this time as well.
Okay.
But the two of you seemed, again, do you not talk to him?
We have a very strained relationship, yeah.
Yeah, because even though the connection is there, there does seem to be this kind of, kind of separation. Mostly his fault, I want to say.
Well, I agree with that.
I'm sure you would. But what I mean by that is I see him with this attitude, and I see you is kind of wanting more of a peaceful kind of a resolution or something, and he has this kind of attitude. I don't know if you have more of a specific
absolutely.
Question. If you have more of a specific question.
Yeah, well, we have kids, and, he's done some things that I am really concerned about and, frankly, would I have actually split custody and would love to either, you know, improve the relationship by, you know, two or 300% or somehow get my kids back. Does that make sense?
He's, and as you tell me that whole scenario, he's really stubborn. And sometimes he holds a little bit of the kids over your head kind of a thing.
Yes, very much.
You know, so he uses that. If I were you, I don't want to get really deep here, but if I were you, I would go to a higher power and start really praying on it and asking for positive energy and sort of see him surrounded by, you know, like pink light, pink hearts, things like that, and see if you can shift his... shift his vibration to a more positive way towards you because, you know, the kids are the ones that suffer, of course, you know, the most with the problems. But without divine help, it just seems like he's real stubborn, you know. And
I'm not getting anywhere with the physical, trying to make it better that way. No matter what I do, it's always... not right, and if I deny him any of his requests, I just get, you know, pushed to the wall.
Exactly, yeah, that's kind of how I see him, because, you know, when I saw early in your energy, I saw him, like, turning his face away, like, nope, I'm not going to listen to you, and I'm not going to cooperate kind of a thing, and I couldn't quite put my finger on what the situation was, but that's, you know, how
I
saw it.
So I've been, you know, in meditation, sending him... you know, healing energy, love energy, and that kind of thing. And, you know, I'm not sure if that's, you know, really my only recourse or if I should be acting more in the physical plane, which is, you know, trying to battle him in the court system, which is really not what I want to do.
Yeah.
But
you know, there's timing is everything. And right now I didn't get a whole lot of that going on for you in this energy, and Allison maybe one to be able to look at cycles or whatever, maybe more like next year might feel better.
I think what you said, if you don't mind my interjecting, stepping back and being an observer to the whole reading, you at the beginning, you were saying send him the pink light, you know, and try to shift him spiritually.
Right.
Not knowing that that is exactly what Cheryl had been doing. So
right.
In many ways, you just came through with some validation for Cheryl.
Right.
That at this point in time, this is what your recourse is to send the healing, send the love, and try to shift him on a spiritual level as opposed to, you know, and that's a true validation right there. I mean, stepping back and listening to that reading, I was like somewhat amazed that Cheryl said, well, that's exactly what I've been doing, so...
Yeah, I would try to, first of all, you know, protect yourself with white light, which I'm sure you're probably doing, but do that anyway, and try to keep your own energy clear of any negative energy darting in your direction, first of all, first and foremost. And then I like pink a lot because pink is an unconditional love color, and I've had these little pink hearts, you know, which is not like romantic passion, I love you hearts, you know. To try to soften him a little bit. You also may want to do this around the kids. Are there only two kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Do them around the children as well because they're involved in this. They're very much involved in it. They're like the pawns, unfortunately, in the, you know, the whole thing. So try that.
Right.
And then, you know, besides the visualizations, just really kind of, you know, pray to the deities. I always tell people the deities that you feel the most drawn to are the ones that are the strongest in your vibration, and ask them for help, guidance and help. Now, it doesn't mean that at some point in time you may do some more earthly steps. At this point in time, I see more of a passive approach in your energy.
Right.
And I think that's the way it is right now. So it may shift, you know, next year or whatever.
Yeah, and Cheryl, you can call me, and I can look at the chart of your husband and you,
I can look for
timing for you.
That would be really good. I think timing, in this situation, timing is everything.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, honey, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
Cheryl. Thanks for calling in. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. You know, and that, you know, getting back to what I was saying is sometimes sitting back and being the observer and listening to a reading, you more or less validated that what she was doing was the proper course, you know, because you told
yeah,
her exactly
so
what she was doing.
It's kind of like either keep doing it or tweak it a little bit, so maybe
sure.
a different color, but also work on herself for her own protection. Maybe she just needed to
sure.
get a little more advice and how
sure.
to do it a little bit. You know, more effective.
Right, true. Okay, I know that we have another caller, but before we take the caller, I just want to take a moment and once again, I want to tell everyone what Shelley's website is, which is icspirits.com. And when you look at the spelling of that, it's an I and then a C, as in C as in cat, icspirits.com. And that's Shelley's website. I also want to let everyone know that if you go to Shelley's website, you can contact her. She does readings not only in person, but also over the phone. She does psychic readings, which can give you some information about your relationships, your love, your marriage, about jobs and career, even healing, you know, messages about your health. There certainly is animal communication, as well as mediumship. She seems to be a jack of all trades here. Uh-huh. You're all around, you know, what do you need to know? I've got it for you.
Yeah.
Sort of a medium. So that's pretty cool.
Pulling out a bag of tricks.
She's got a pretty good bag of tricks here. So really, and also if you go to Shelley's website, there certainly are testimonials there so that, you know, and I always really feel that when you are considering working with someone or going to someone for advice, it's really important to take a look at their testimonials and see what kind of work they've done for other people. And, of course, she's got one of the best recommendations ever, which is James Von Prague himself has recommended her on his resource page. So, once again, Shelley's website is icspirits.com. Okay, so we have another caller. Who's calling, please?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. This is Casey in New York.
Hi, Casey.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I love this show. It sounds wonderful.
Okay, great.
I almost
said
the name of Shelley, but I think it wasn't in the numerology or whatever for me. But I've always wanted that name. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
It was so cute. And, well, I guess it gives you all those gifts, and so it wasn't meant for me.
Oh, I'm sure you have your own gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, Casey, do you have a question for Shelley?
Yes, I do. I would love to know about my little kitty, Angel. How am I doing with her? Do I need to be doing anything else? And when would be a good time to get her spayed? I keep like procrastinating and, you know, I'm afraid to get it done and there's all these different theories of what is the right timing and I'm very confused. I want to do what's best for her.
Right. Okay, let's see. Since she is not, a spirit kitty. Can you tell me her first name? Her first name?
Angel.
her name. Oh, that's her name. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought you were just being affectionate by calling
I know. No, I didn't name her, actually. The woman whose cat it was, they named her.
Okay.
You know, who was her mother.
Now, first of all, she does seem really feminine to me. So even though she is a female, with animals, I find that they aren't always really feminine or really masculine. Sometimes they cross those lines. But with her, she feels very pretty. Like, she thinks she's very pretty.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, people must tell her that. She's very impressed with her looks and her femininity. So it's funny you mentioned about spaying and all that. You know, cats. How old is she right now?
I didn't know cats would like that.
Sometimes when I get a dog that or a cat that may be a female, say, is this a male? And they'll say no, but everybody thinks it is. And so you know then that it just carries that, you know, more masculine energy. But she feels very, very feminine to me. And how old is she right now?
I think she just turned 7 months, yes.
Oh, so she's an itty-bitty. She's a baby. Okay. Yeah, cats, just so you know, cats can have kittens, like probably about now. they can have kittens very, very young. So sometimes, mm-hmm. If she's approaching 7 months, for some reason I get an 8 in my head. So I would say maybe you would think about it next month. And, of course, I'm not a veterinarian, so you would also want to ask your vet, you know, what their best advice would be on that. But I get an 8 in my head, so I would wait maybe another month. But they can go into heat and make your life pretty miserable at a very young age, wanting to get out and make mm-hmm. babies, then you would be totally surprised, you know, under a year old.
Well, she's in an apartment,
so she can't get out. But what she'll start doing is she'll start hollering and crying, and you'll be like, oh, my God, you know. So I think you'll be safe with waiting another month. I like to let animals develop, and, you know, I might get vets that, like, yell at me or whatever. I like to let animals develop more physically before you alter them, especially dogs. I like to see dogs go through one heat, but cats are a little bit different because they can go into heat so young. And like mm-hmm. I said, they will start having behaviors that you may find, you know, kind of undesirable for that period of time. So
yeah, well, there are some people who think that you should wait for the first heat but not the second heat, and some people are not that clear, but they think you should let the cat get sexually mature. And
well, like I said,
when they all mature at different stages,
yeah,
so that's like I want to, you know, what's right for her.
Right. For her, I get another month, okay? So like I said, check with
yeah.
the vet. Has she been in any heat cycle that you know of yet?
I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
She has a wild, crazy energy, and she makes a lot of sounds, but she just does that being her nutty, you know, energy self.
Right, that's her little
and,
baby.
And I don't see her kind of like doing that sexual stuff where she rubs herself on things and
well, the
frenetic
howl,
energy like that.
The howl that goes on is one like you've never heard quite before, unless you've heard it outside with the cats, you know, fighting and howling and that kind of thing. So you'll probably know it. You'll probably know it when you hear it. But and like I said, I am a believer in having the bodies develop into a more mature place, but especially with dogs. You know, I have a little male cat here who I got him, adopted him from my vet, and they neutered him like 3 months old, and he did not grow very big. You know, he's pretty, for a male cat, he's pretty petite. And so, you know, that can happen. But at 7 months, I think you're getting into the safe zone there. I think next month would be great. And,
okay.
It would be fine.
Okay.
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 Well, very good. You know, I didn't want to, some people keep saying, do it already, like my friends, but, and they've had cats, but. So,
well, of course,
you know,
that's
I didn't want to wait too long, so that sounds wonderful.
Yeah, so about 8 months feels good to me for this particular cat. And like I said, this is my opinion, you know, on it. And you always have to check, you know, with doctors and vets and things. I always make that disclaimer when you're talking mm-hmm. to a psychic, you know. But
oh, yeah, sure.
But that's
okay,
how
please.
I feel for her, okay?
You
okay.
see a connection? Did I know her in a past life or... Is there a reason that...
Well, I feel like she's really
together?
Happy. She's very happy. I wasn't getting so much of a previous connection, but that doesn't mean it's not there. It just means that, you know, we have limited time, so maybe I haven't gone that
right.
route yet. But I do feel like she's very, very happy where she is, and she's not even really speaking to me about other places that she's lived. So she pretty much feels like this is her home, and she hasn't really been anywhere else. You know, kind of. That's kind of the impression I get from her.
Good.
Okay, so just
she
keep
seems
what
happy
you're doing.
To me.
Yeah, keep what you're doing because she feels. Do you brush her or something?
Yes,
yeah.
And I pet her a lot.
She likes the brush, I guess. So the feeling, I guess, from the brush. So a soft brush her hair. She likes that. Okay.
Pretty necklaces, oh. yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just make
okay.
her hair look pretty and she'll be happy, okay?
Okay.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah.
for
cute. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Casey.
You're welcome.
All righty.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you. All right. All right.
You know, it's interesting that what you were saying about, you know, letting an animal grow to a certain extent, you know, before you go ahead and you do the neutering, you know, that's the same way with humans as well, that, you know,
absolutely.
A lot of people, yeah, a lot of people don't understand, but I had one daughter that went through puberty at a very early age, and what they said was is that when I didn't realize this, but when a woman goes through puberty, she stops growing.
Oh.
So you stop growing, period.
Wow.
So, yeah, so what you said, you know, that works for humans. We only have a few minutes left, Shelley, but we did get another caller that came on. And so, again, I'm going to let you take the caller, but I'm only going to let you have, like, 2 or 3 minutes with the caller, okay? Because I really want to be able to close out the show. So, who's calling? And I apologize to my caller, but who's calling, please?
Patty.
Hi, Patty. And you're calling from where?
From Utica, New York.
Okay. And you have a question for Shelley?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Shelley, I'd like to know if, you know, my mother, she had passed away quite a few years ago, and, you know, I wonder if my mother knows how much she's loved and missed by all of us, and if she's happy where she is.
Can I ask you, did your mother pass from an illness rather than an accident of some sort?
Yes.
Okay, because the reason I ask is because earlier today when I was in my bathroom putting my makeup on, I saw a lady come to me, and she had like a robe or a house dress kind of a thing on, and I felt, you know, she definitely had crossed over, and I felt like she was showing me sort of, you know, how she lived maybe the last part of her life not feeling well and being ill, so I just wanted to see if that was possibly her, really quick, like, this is a fast thing, but...
Yeah, it was very unexpected.
Okay. But it was an illness, right? It wasn't like an accident or something.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because I saw her walking around the house in wearing, like, you know, like, clothes that you would wear when you're ill. So I felt like she was awake and walking around, but I don't know. Absolutely, I mean, she sends her love, and first of all, they're all happy over there. I know people worry about that, but they're all happy. We're the ones that have all the issues. All
right.
Of their issues, all of their issues go when the physical body goes, you know. They're happy. They can express their issues to me, but that's more of an identity, you know,
mm-hmm.
identifiable
right.
traits and things. Most people go into the light, most people, and they are really free, you know, of everything that bothers them on the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the best gift that you can give to her and all of you listening is to be as happy as you can be and live your life to its fullest and be the happiest you can and just include them, you know, in your life. Invite them to all the parties and, come on, we're going on this vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And they go. They go because
right.
they give me validation of, like, oh, we saw you paint your house and we saw, you know, the dishwasher broke and we saw, you know, all these things and go in your room, the closet door's open, things like that, you know. So they most definitely are involved in your life and they're not gone. But
now, do you happen to know her name?
No, there's no name. Her connection probably is weaker because I know that my time is
right.
Is,
yeah.
And also, Patty, is, you know, to really click that to make you understand, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get a mediumship mm-hmm. connection. That's why we try to limit a lot of the questions to psychic tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes a little while, like, you know, 5 or 6 minutes just to develop that connection. And unfortunately, we're at the end of the show and we have to go, and I apologize for that. But I do recommend that maybe you might want to check out Shelley's website, which is icspirits.com, and maybe look to see about contacting her, maybe to take a little bit more time to bring those messages through, because it's really not, she can't do her best work in such a limited forum like
mm-hmm.
we have here on the radio show. Okay, Patty?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
You're welcome,
Patty. You take care.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. And 55 minutes, it's gone. It's bye-bye.
Ooh.
It's so long. So now you can let your hair down. We don't want
Yay.
Me to work anymore. Okay? I really love your energy, Shelley. I really appreciate
your coming on the show and being so kind to do readings. It's not easy to do readings for callers. It's difficult. So I really appreciate you putting yourself out there and doing the readings. I'm going to just get, like I say, I want to remind everybody you can get a phone reading from Shelley or an in-person reading. Contact her from her website, icspirits.com, and that's spelled with a C. spirits.com. Shelley, I'm just going to give you a few seconds. If you could just leave the show with one last message, what would that be?
Sure. Well, first of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me to do your wonderful show. I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed your callers, and your show is great, so just keep up the good work. But I'm really, really happy that you invited me to come on, and I wanted to thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
That's about it. I just want to thank all the callers and everybody listening.
Okay.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
All right. Well, good. Well, you're welcome back anytime. Anytime you've got something to promote, when you do get around writing that book.
Yeah, I know.
When they put you on a TV show or something, hey, by all means, you are always a welcome guest on our show, Shelley.
Oh, I really enjoy your energy.
You're beautiful. So thank you for coming. And thank you, everyone that called into the show. Everyone that was listening, certainly I'm going to be back again next week. My guest is John Davis. He's an absolutely amazing healer, and he's been on the show before, and I know that you're going to love him. So thanks, everybody, and thanks, Shelley, and I'll see you all next week. And in the meantime, I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.